Proclamation number 0457 of 9th of June, 1938. Willpower. See, my child. Over endlessly long times the human soul has acquired the right to claim, during its stay on earth, a willpower of his own, which he can develop at his own discretion. Such a soul therefore also has the possibility to form itself in this earthly time when he uses this willpower wisely and in such a way to bring itself into a mature state. It is given so many possibilities to engage in an activity which is of charitable and supporting influence on the soul. Every expression of the soul's senses must be observed and, if possible, followed, if it is to move completely in divine wisdom. It will then always simultaneously carry out the willpower which the will strives for, because unbelievably great things can be achieved and effected by this power. The soul can completely detach itself from the matter surrounding it and become a vessel for receiving the divine spirit. A so-called redeemed soul then also reaches its goal, which is the purpose of its embodiment. The whole purpose of existence is fulfilled when the soul, after the death of the body, is completely free from matter, when it is spiritually enlivened through and through and has thus become the bearer of the Spirit of God. And exactly this Spirit of God will take up residence in a soul that has become free through its own will, and the union with the Divine Creator will take place, and all that the willpower can achieve, which has been given to every creature for the time on earth, is only recognized and used far too little. When already a being in freedom of the will can choose which content it wants to give to life on earth, then it is evident that the love of the Lord considers all, looks after all and still also again lets all decide of its own accord to either unfold to become a high divine being, or to not make use of the power and to always remain on the same low level of development and to let the time of embodiment pass by completely unused. Here is a struggle, which the being on earth must endure, but it willfully avoids it, and the soul always remains the same what it was at the beginning of its embodiment, and can never develop higher, because the willpower is broken, because the inner drive to the heights is not strong enough. And soon the time of grace is over. Therefore consider how you can use it and how free will can express itself in active labor of love and thus unfold to full power. And you'll walk your life on earth according to its purpose, and pleasing to the Lord. Amen.